You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire.
Conservation group Forest and Bird has made a lengthy submission to the government regarding the Fast Track Approvals Bill, detailing the government's issues with the bill and their recommended changes. The bill threatens to undermine existing conservation legislation in Aotearoa, allowing projects to legally infringe on environmental protections. Additionally, despite the inclusion of an expert panel process, ministers still have the final say on all consent processes. I speak to Forest and Bird's climate spokesperson Jeff Key about the organisation's main issues with the bill and possible solutions to better protect the environment. What are Forest and Bird's main objections to the Fast Track Approvals Bill?
We have four main problems with the bill. The first is one that you've probably heard of about in the media, which is the ministerial override. So final decisions get made by three cabinet ministers, and so this is final decisions on massive projects like new dams, motorways, mines, and so on. And so it becomes a political decision rather than a professional one about what are the impacts of this proposal. So that's the first problem. The second problem is the law overrides existing environmental laws. So, you know, we have the Conservation Act, the Wildlife Act, the Resource Management Act, and they all have environmental principles in them. The law, this fast track law, would override those principles with a development objective. So once a project goes into the system, the minister is almost certain to grant it, even if it would have a terrible impact on the environment. In fact, the government has made it quite clear they want to approve projects that have already been turned down by the courts because of the environmental impact. The third problem is most of us are shut out of the process, so you or I won't be able to make submissions or provide evidence in relation to projects that could have a big impact on the environment. And then finally, there are some really bad projects that are likely to go through the system. So we've seen, we've had two recent situations where cases that we were involved with, one in front of the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, and another in front of the court, the applicants just pulled out from the formal legal process because they reckon they'll get their projects done under the new law. And one of those is a massive sand mining proposal off the west coast of the North Island, and the other one is a coal mine on the west coast in pristine rainforest.
You mentioned that the bill could undermine conservation efforts. What parts of the bill particularly attempt to, I guess, undermine existing conservation policy or environmental policy?
So there's two or three different clauses within the bill that will override the Wildlife Act and the Conservation Act in particular. So the Wildlife Act has the job of protecting wildlife. So if you're doing something that might harm protected wildlife, you know, like endangered parrots or so on, you actually have to get a permit. So and show how you're going to minimise your impact. So that's the first law. The second law, the Conservation Act, is the law that covers most of our public conservation land and covers what the Department of Conservation does. And again, if you want to access public conservation land to mine it or do other activities that could have a big impact, you need to get the permission from the department to do that. And so that would also be overridden. So three ministers would effectively be able to make decisions that override those laws and would be required under the Fast Track Approvals Bill to facilitate development. So they will be under pressure by the way the law is written itself to grant approval for projects that affect wildlife or that damage public conservation lands despite those impacts.
There's also been some controversy around the expert panel aspect of the bill and the ministerial override that comes with that. How does this policy say that the expert panel will operate, and what are Forest and Bird's issues with this?
So what the law will do is the ministers will be able to refer projects to the expert panel. The expert panel, which will function a bit like council hearing panels or the Environmental Protection Agency, would then go to look at the project and propose some conditions to reduce its environmental impact. And then it will hand it over to the ministers, the cabinet ministers, who would then make the final decision. In fact, the person who puts the application in could then go and lobby the minister and say, we don't like these conditions, we don't want to have to do these things, they're going to cost us too much money, we'd just rather do the damage and not have to worry about paying for it. And the minister could then choose to agree with that and ignore the panel's recommendations. So you have a professional panel that will look at it, look at all the law, the planning rules, the evidence, will review all of that. And then once that's done, a cabinet minister, without having reviewed all the evidence, without having gone through all that process, can then change it at will.
I also understand that Forest and Bird has submitted a written submission to the Environment Committee, which is quite lengthy and covers many of the recommended changes as well as the issues that Forest and Bird has with the bill. Could you summarise briefly just a few of the recommended changes that Forest and Bird is proposing?
I mean, we think that from a practical point of view, it would be very difficult to amend the bill in a way that would kind of protect the environment without changing it fundamentally. So from a practical point of view, it needs to go in the bin. But if it doesn't end up being put in the bin, then there are some changes that need to happen. So the override needs to go. So and this is probably the most important bit. So the when decisions are made that relate to the Conservation Act, they should be relating to the purpose of the Conservation Act, which is protecting nature. If it's under the Wildlife Act, it should be under the purpose of the Wildlife Act, which is protecting nature. If it's under the Resource Management Act, the purpose should be sustainable management. So the original purpose of the laws should be retained and not overridden. So that's the first thing. The ministerial decision-making, that totally has to go. It's completely inappropriate. The Auditor General has even criticised it because of the risk of corruption and the risk just to the country's reputation. So that has to go. And then there's kind of a number of technical fixes as well, because the law so quickly written that it's got full of problems just because the law was drafted really fast and hasn't been looked at properly. But the really important bit, the most important thing, is the override.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
This is just one of a whole lot of things the new government is doing. So Forest and Bird is quite concerned across the board. So we're seeing a lot of decisions that are meant to protect nature and the marine environment have all seem to be on hold. Things are not being done. We're seeing the review of the freshwater regulations. So, you know, in the lead up to 2017, the public was pretty fired up about the poor state of our rivers and lakes and the fact they couldn't swim in the places they used to be able to, or they would get sick if they were in their local stream or river, or their dog died. Because it got sick from the local river. And so the government, after 2017, started putting in place a number of rules to try and clean up our rivers and clean up our lakes. And what we're seeing is those rules are under threat now as well. So we're seeing the rolling back of environmental protection across the board. This bill is just part of it.
That was Forest and Bird's climate spokesperson, Jeff Key, speaking to me about issues with the Fast Track Approvals Bill. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.